Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, or good night, shall I say, to everybody out there. We are about to begin the show. I want to welcome you to the Strategically Prophetic Show with Prophet Calvin Wooler, and I'm going to welcome you guys to the show. What we will be talking about tonight will be a controversial topic. It's somewhat controversial, but what we're going to do for tonight's radio show is going to be a short one, about 30 minutes. We're going to be talking about angels, fallen angels rather, demons, giants, and UFOs. I'll say that again. We'll be talking about giants, demons, UFOs. So we're going to be talking about all of that tonight. I'm going to give you the number to call in if you have any questions or if you want to call in and make a comment. You can call the number 323-657-1427. Again, you can call in at 323-657-1427, and that is our listener's call. Well, we're going to get right into this. On this subject tonight, UFOs, you know, UFOs have been, they have been a hot item during the last century, I would say the last couple of hundred years. But if you do the research, you will find out that UFOs have been a hot item, period. It's kind of funny when you do a little comparative religious studies and you study some of these ancient cultures, that when you go back and look at some of their artifacts, some of the objects that they made, like the Mayans, they had made some artifacts out of gold that looked just like airplanes. Or when you go to the pyramids in Egypt, you see some of the pictographs or the pictures or the hieroglyphs, whether they be, you know, in writing on their tablets or on the walls or in, you know, paintings, pictures, buildings, whatever the case is. You will see, you know, it looks like hybrid animals, you know, it looks like a man and an animal in one entity. You know, you see all these strange entities or these strange beings, and you'll see things that look like airplanes. Some call them flying saucers, but you can literally tell that whatever these entities or these beings were, that they have the ability to fly. They have the ability to move in the air, or that they were not of this world. So what we're going to do tonight is talk about that, see the UFOs, and we're going to correlate that with the scriptures and with the Bible. Now, Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel in the Bible, has been known to, it's one of the books that gets, it has gained a lot of popularity concerning UFOs, because people claim that that first chapter in the book of Ezekiel is a UFO encounter. When the scripture says that it talks about in that situation, Ezekiel is in a vision, and what he's seeing in that vision is different types of angels. But let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. And I want you to go and grab your Bibles. If you have a Bible, I want you to go and grab it, because that's what we're going to be using on tonight. I'm going to be quick with this. I want you to get your Bible and go to Genesis, chapter 6. So if you have a Bible, the scriptures that we'll be coming from today will be Genesis chapter 6, and we'll be also coming out of the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2 and chapter 3. So first, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 6, because the reason why UFOs, angels, giants, demons, or you know, all of this, it needs to be rectified, because what has happened was, in the book of Genesis, it had fallen angels. These fallen angels, according to the scriptures, came down and had sex with the daughters of men. The Bible calls these fallen angels the sons of God in Genesis chapter 6. They had sex with the daughters of men, and the resulting progeny were called giants. And these giants were in the earth of those days. The Bible says they became the men of renown, or your mighty men that stories and legends were written about. Even today, you can look at TV and find people who can bend metal bars with their head, or they have some superhuman, it seemingly, some superhuman power. Well, these are some of the same types of beings that in the book of Genesis that they're talking about as far as giants are concerned, but not just giants, but having these superhuman, you know, what seems like superhuman powers or these strange capabilities to do different things. These giants were in the earth in those days. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, because you need to know this, because theologians will tell you that these are not fallen angels. This is an account of what they call the righteous sons of Seth. So, they believe that Cain and, not Cain and Abel, but Adam and Eve
had a son, Seth, which they did, but through Seth came the righteous line. And so that when the Bible says that, when the scriptures say that the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they believe, and some believe that they're talking about the righteous sons of Seth, but we're going to show you why that cannot be. And that's a doctrine that's promoted in a lot of your fundamental schools of theology. They like to keep it to say that these were men they were talking about. They were not angels. Genesis chapter 6 says, "Now it came to pass that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and that they took wives for themselves, all whom they chose." Verse 3 says, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days and also afterward," is what the scriptures say, "in the days before the flood and in the days after the flood, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them." So you see here, he said there were giants in those days and afterwards. Why were they there? When the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them. And then it says, those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. These were the men who had power. These were the men that they had, the people that had superhuman powers that sparked some of your legends. Like in the Greek myths, you had Hercules and all these men and women who were supposedly half God, half man. This is also where kings get the principle of the divine right to rule, because if you will study ancient cultures, you will find out that a lot of the kings felt that they had the blood of the gods running through them. Why did they feel that way? Because they still did ceremonies in which they believed they were visited by one of these entities, and they would have their sacred rituals, but the kings and the royalty back then felt that they had the blood of the gods flowing through them. It is no different today. They just call it blue blood, blue blood. A lot of people believe that if you get blue blood, or if you have still that royal blood through you, that people with a certain amount of blue blood still control everything that's going on in the world today. That's where they get it from. So we continually read here. It says, "The Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent and thoughts of his heart was evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." But he said Noah found grace in his eyes. Now, God destroyed the world. This, if you will, is called the first baptism. This was the first baptism when God destroyed the world, because he had to purify the earth from the giants. These giants were both of an angelic nature and a human nature, and it was not supposed to be so. So what God, and these giants were here. Now I'm going to interject right now and talk about an extant biblical book, or what extra biblical, which means it's outside of the Bible. It's a text outside of the Bible. It's called the Book of Enoch. A lot of fundamental theologians, a lot of people don't like to quote from different books like that, but what you have to do is, like the scripture says, try the spirit by the spirit. You have to test the spirit to see if they are of God. And one of the things is with the book of Enoch, in the story, in that story found in Genesis 6, the book of Enoch gives us more detail on what happened. Genesis 6 just tells us, hey, you know, these angels came down, they mixed with the women. In that time, they had children. Those children were called giants, and that those giants were in the earth in those days, both before and after. But according to the book of Enoch, and we know Enoch was the seventh from God, and God took him, for he was not. God took him. He is known in the Jewish lore as the scribe of the heavens, and he is known in the Jewish lore to be the mediator of the angels and these angels that fell down. Because according to the book of Enoch, these giants were plaguing humankind, and their cries went up. And when the angels presented the prayers of the people to God, God decided to rid the people, to rid the earth of everybody and everything. Why? Because these giants had taken the secrets from their angelic parents,
of a spiritual nature, and then you have the human angel, both angel and human. They had the secrets of heaven, and they perverted them. They perverted astrology. They used the dividing of roots. They perverted the arts of, you know, medication, perverting that to witchcraft. They taught mankind all of these things, and mankind's heart was evil continually, according to Genesis 6. And this is some background information as to why God destroyed the earth then, according to the book of Peter, which was standing out of the water and in the water. Now, I'm going to regress, but we're going to go right now to 2 Peter chapter 2. And I'm going to read. We're going to start at verse 4. It says, "For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world and the ungodly, and turning the cities of God, Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes," and it continues on. But I want you to get that part, verse 4 and 5. It said he did not spare the angels who sinned. Well, then how did they sin? And then he's connecting that sin of those angels to Noah and the flood. So we know what they did. This was a group of fallen angels who decided to come down to the earth, and they mixed with human flesh and human seed and corrupted the genome. They corrupted the human genome. They came down here, mixed with humankind, and corrupted the genome. Now, some may say, well, if God destroyed all the giants then, well, how do we still have giants in the earth now? Well, when God destroyed the earth, the first thing you need to know is that mankind's judgment is for the last day. We will not be fully judged by God until the end of time. So because these entities were both human and both angelic slash spiritual in nature, when the flood came, it killed their fleshly body. But their spirits are still hovering and waiting here in the atmospheric regions of the earth, waiting for judgment. So what happened was the fallen angels who committed this act, according to the Bible, they are reserved in chains in Tartarus for the judgment. These are the same angels that Paul makes reference to in Corinthians when he talks to the people of Corinth, and he kind of chastises them because they're taking each other to court, and Paul tells them, "Know ye not that we shall judge angels?" Who is he referring to? He's referring to these angels who fell from the beginning and committed this great sin, whom God locked up in prison right now in chains for judgment. Now, but their children, who are the giants, when their flesh died, their spirits remain in the earth realm, and they are known to mankind as evil spirits. So this is where you get the doctrine from, because these giants, their spirits have to await the judgment, but they cannot be judged. This is where you get the title of Satan called Beelzebub, being translated Lord of those that fly. He is Lord of who that fly, who is in the air, who is in the atmosphere. These spirits that are in the atmosphere, who once had bodies, coining the phraseology, disembodied spirits. That's why you will hear people talk about certain demons as disembodied spirits, because they were giants. They once had bodies, but their spirits are awaiting judgment, and they're still in the earth realm, and they want to possess humans so that they can do those damnable works and those things that they did before the flood. They want to do them now. How does this tie into UFOs? The Bible says Satan is the prince of the power of the air. You have your first, second, and third heaven. You have the first heaven, some would say, which is the atmospheric region of earth, your ionosphere, your stratosphere, your troposphere. And then when you leave earth, you get into space. And when you get into space, they say that open space is the second heaven, and then wherever God is would be your third heaven. So your first, second, and your third heaven. And so if Satan is the prince of the power of the air, he has control over the second, over this first and the second heaven. Not control, but he has domain. And so this is where he is flying. This is where he has rule and dominion, and where these spirits can go. The Bible says that God is the father of light. We know that the scripture says that Satan can present himself as an angel of light.
We understand also that angels can take the form of humans. So it should not be a strange thing that you see lights. Remember in the Bible says, the Bible mentioned in certain places that there were strange lights that were in certain areas. Lord have mercy. When you have you ever been somewhere and you thought you saw something out the corner of your eye, or you saw a light, or you looked and you turned and you didn't see it anymore? And see, angels show themselves to us. We've seen our guardian angels as beams of light, as rays of light. This is why when you deal with UFO sightings, these same spiritual demons or fallen angels, or these children of fallen angels, these same evil spirits that are in the air are presenting themselves as lights in all sorts of things. That's why we would see them as lights. Even in the upper world, even in the book of Acts, you will find that the scripture says, and there were many lights. Angels look like light. This is one of the manifestations of angels. So Satan is going to try to reproduce that. Another reason for the abundance of UFO sightings in the last couple of hundred years, which are nothing more than these fallen spirits and these ancient demons and powers coming back or trying to show their prominence in the earth realm, is because Christ said in Matthew chapter 24 that just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. Well, what happened in the days of Noah? These angels came down to earth mixed with human seed, and giants were in the earth in those days, and they are here to try to take over. What do these spirits want to do? They want to rule the world. This is why this is so powerful, because Christ said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We know that the opposite of love is fear, and these entities use fear to gain access to your body, to gain access to you, our thoughts. In our minds, when we don't think the right way, they use our thought process to gain access to our mind, and further, they use different other methods to gain access to our spirit, and to our soul. Through our mind, they can get access to our spirit and to our soul. So these same angels, these are nothing more than fallen angels who are showing themselves in the last times. Therefore, an abundance of UFO sightings is evidence that we are living in the last days. I'm going to take this a step further for you guys out there. Anytime, now, this should let you know something. The result of the angels mixing with human seed resulted in, listen to this, it resulted in a mutation or a change. It resulted in a change or in a mutation of the human DNA. So when these entities mix with humans, it changed the human genome. It changed the human DNA. This was one reason why God had to kill off all the giants, because the human genome would have been permanently damaged. But even today, like the scripture says, even then and afterwards, they are still here now. And so they are evidence, because when you go back and study these ancient cultures, and they have these beings, and they look like they have the head of a bird, body of a lion, all this stuff. Not to say that it was real, not to say that it wasn't real. But when a demon spirit possesses the human body, there is a molecular and a genetic change that goes on. And there's a mutation that goes on in the blood system, in the bone marrow. It goes on in the whole system, and it causes all kinds of diverse diseases. It causes all types of changes and all types of things in the human body. The bones, this is why the giant, you have 9 and 10 foot giants. Goliath was a giant. Remember Joshua and Caleb, when they went over, to spy out the land, they said that they looked like grasshoppers to these people who were in the land. And at the time of the flood, these angels did not just come down into one group. Now, and we don't teach this. These fallen angels, the people had populated the world at that time, not just the one little area where Noah and his family was. So these angels, these fallen angels had came down and had stepped in and had a part or intervened in every ancient culture at that time. And taking the secrets of heaven and perverting them and showing them how to do different things. And I'm going to take this a step further, because even today with the pyramids and Teotihuacan and certain places in the earth, scientists do not know how these buildings were built. How could people pick stones up this size and do this and do that? Well, if you had a proliferation of a race of giants, 9, 10, 12 feet tall, which would change their genetic code, which would mutate their genetic code, they would be bigger, they would have more muscle, they would be stronger. then they would be able to pick up more. They would be able to build cities, and they would be able to do these types of things. And so that's why understanding this, and that's why knowing this, this is so crucial, and this is so key. On the next radio show, I'll be talking about the New World Order. This is so key because the same fallen angels, when you do your research, you will find out that, you know, we say that these cultures build pyramids and we say that they did all of this and all of that and these great cities, these great scholastic institutions, they did all these great things. But then we say that their religion was false. We can't just, how can you just dispel their religion? So when you look at all these cultures, they had people who lived to be, you know, it says this person reigned 700 years, this person reigned 600, this person reigned 500. And so scientists say, well, that just cannot be. Humans cannot possibly live that long, so they must have had a warp system or some other system or some other way of, you know, measuring time. Well, it goes back to Scripture. Let's take it to Adam and Eve. The Bible says that when God told Adam that in the day that they eat of the fruit, that they shall surely die. Well, Adam, as we know, lived to be 930 years old. He did not die in one day. So what was the issue here? You translate the Bible with the Bible. The Bible says that a day to God is as 1,000 years. So now, taking that scripture, a day to God is as 1,000 years, let's go back and look at the other scripture. In the day that you eat that fruit, you shall surely die. Adam lived to be 930. The oldest man in the Bible lived to be 969, whose name was Methuselah. Nobody lived to be a full day yet. This is why in eschatology we talk about the millennial reign of Christ, because death, Christ conquered death already, but in the millennial reign, it will be conquered once and for all when he reigns 1,000 years, because after we reign 1,000 years with him, we will have conquered death, because the lifespan of humans is supposed to be 1,000 years. But we find in the book of Genesis chapter 6, that the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with you, but 120. And so we see as man got older and older and older, as man began to multiply, the days got shorter. These same fallen angels, these entities, giants, fallen angels, demons, UFOs, are all one and the same entity. Every culture on the face of the earth has a history and that makes reference to giants, makes reference to beings who came from the sky, makes reference to these beings who look like they came in some sort of vehicle, ship, whatever you want to call it. Every culture attests to that fact. And we need to know it today because the Bible says, beware lest ye entertain angels unaware. It tells us, beware lest ye entertain angels unaware. We know that Abraham was visited by three angels who looked just like men. So these angels and these demons can look just like humans and at the same time, be in political office, be in position of authority, be in positions where they can control the whole world. And today, what is trying to happen is Satan wants to infiltrate the economic systems, our social systems, and our political systems so that he can rule the world. And this, he wants everybody to worship him. So he wants one world government, one world monetary unit. He wants everything to come to one head so he can be worshipped. His system, his way of doing things can be worshipped. And so we need to know what is going on so that you can pray apostolically, you can pray prophetically, but you need to also be able to pray strategically. Because you have to know what is going on. You have to know that when you look at TV and see all these things, these are not just happenings. Everything is not just make-believe. Angels are real. Fallen angels, which are locked up, but their progeny, the evil spirits who were here at that time, they were hybrids. That hybrid race of beings, spirits are still in this air known as evil spirits to mankind. And you have them here. They are the ones who are here doing the work. They are the ones who are here that are causing the evil, who are being channeled from one person to another. When you hear about a psychic channeling a spirit, they're channeling one of these spirits who are already here. These spirits have been here since the dawn of time. They have been here since the time of Noah. So they are still in the atmospheric region, and anybody that wants to give them a chance to possess you so that they can have a voice in this earth realm, that's what they will do. This is what psychics do. This is what the witches do. They bring these spirits up. They let these spirits use their bodies and let these spirits speak through them. You know, witches and warlocks. And with what a witch and a warlock will do is they will channel the power of the demon to use it in the earth realm for their own purpose. And we're going to talk about that in another show. These witches and warlocks, they sell their, they write a contract with Satan in blood and in exchange for powers in the earth realm now. And we're going to talk about Hollywood, too, but because a lot of people make pacts with Hollywood, in Hollywood, with demons and devils, and they've given their soul to Satan, which has birthed a whole nother genre of being, or a whole nother, it has birthed this whole system of, what's the word that I want to use? They want to live longer. This whole thought that I want to live as long as I possibly can. I need to eat the right foods and exercise and do this. They want to live as long as they can in the earth realm because they know they've already signed their soul over to the devil. But they don't understand that the devil will trick them because he will get their spirit anyway. He will trick them through accidents, through drug overdoses, through airplane crashes, Aaliyah, and all these other people. He will get them anyway. So you can never make a pact with the devil and win because he is the devil. He will trick you and he will seduce you. So you can never make that type of deal, but this is what you see in Hollywood. They want to live as long as they can here because they sold their soul to the devil in exchange for fame, money, power, prestige, control in the earth realm. And it's going to get at its height with the New World Order. And with the New World Order, it is the inception. It's basically just witchcraft manipulation. The system of the world, or the economic system of the world, is the Babylonian system. And these ancient spirits who've been here, they just influence people in every age to do the same thing. And they're continually trying to make an attack on the human race so that they can try to do a coup d'etat. But what they don't know is that Christ, is that God infiltrated the human race through Christ. And just like a demon spirit that can possess you and change your genetic code, so can the power of the Holy Spirit, when he steps inside of you, change your genetic code and to heal your body and to reverse disease and sickness and keep your mind and reverse the carnal nature in you that would want to attract these spirits to come inside of you or so that they will be able to possess you. So that's why we preach the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we preach the power of the gospel. Because it is the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel that is going to break the power of Satan. And we have a lot of people today as preachers. I'm going to read this before we close. I have 4 minutes, and I'm going to read this here. This is coming out of 2 Peter, but I'm going to read the beginning part of chapter 2. It says, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. We are in a day where people are trying to use so-called scientific evidence of UFOs to say that humans were not birthed here, that we started on another planet, and that life came here from another planet, which would dispel and cast down the Bible, which says that God made man here, and that we originated here as a race of humans. It is totally demonic, because Christ said the kingdom of God is within you, and the world is continually trying to tell you that the kingdom of God is out there in the stars somewhere. Could there be life on other planets out there? They surely could. God is big enough where he can. But our Bible, these 66 books, which is not all that God has said, but these 66 books give us everything that we need that pertains unto wisdom, godliness, and the salvific experience that we need down here on the earth by Scientology is not it. So, and I want you guys to remember, we were talking about demons, angels, and giants. I want you to remember, go research UFOs, go research angels, go research the fallen angels, go research all of that stuff. Remember to always be a Berean. Always research. Always find out what it is that you're hearing and do the research for yourself so that you can know what it is that you're hearing, what it is that you're listening to, and you need to know the factual information for yourself. There's so much deception out there that you need to know, because the times are near. We're in the book of Revelation, and Christ is soon to come back. And are you prepared? Knowing is half the battle. You need to be taught and learned. No whooping, no shouting, no hollering. You need to be taught so that you can live a life and you can teach others and make disciples and change the world. This has been Strategically Prophetic with Prophet C.B. Ward. Thank you for listening.